Monday, the 26th in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Luke. One day the disciples were arguing about which of them was the most important. But Jesus knew their thoughts, so he took a little child and stood him by his side. Then he said to them, "Whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. And listen, the one who is found to be the least among you all is the one who is the greatest." Then John spoke up, "Master, we saw someone who drove out demons by calling upon your name, and we tried to forbid him because he doesn't follow you with us." But Jesus said, "Don't forbid him. He who is not against you is for you." The commentary today is from Professor Monsignor Luis Clavin, Doctor of Philosophy from Rome in Italy. Today, on their way to Jerusalem, heading towards the Passion, the disciples were arguing about which of them was the most important. Every day, the media, and even in our conversations, we find ourselves full of comments regarding the importance of some people, whether they be others or ourselves. This kind of logic, which is strictly human, quite often results in an unreasonable yearning for success, recognition, admiration, gratitude, or even in a lack of peace if these expected rewards fail to be reached. Jesus' reaction to the thoughts of his disciples, and perhaps their remarks too, reminds us of the old prophet's style. Before words came gestures. Jesus took a little child and stood him by his side. Afterwards comes the teaching. "The least among you all is the one who is the greatest." Oh Jesus, why is it so difficult for us to accept this is not a utopia for those who are not involved in the hustle and bustle of overwhelming activity, fighting for success? Whereas, thanks to your grace, it could instead be enjoyed by all of us. If we could, we would deep down have much more peace and would be able to do our job with more serenity and joy. This attitude is also the source from where joy comes. Seeing others work well for God, with a different style to ours, but always in Jesus' name. The disciples wanted to prevent this. The Master instead protects those other people. Once again, the fact of feeling as God's small children makes it easy for us to open our hearts to everybody while growing in joy, peace and thankfulness. This doctrine is what deserves Saint Teresa of Lisieux the title Doctor of the Church. In her book, Story of a Soul, she admires the church as a beautiful garden of flowers where she is happy to consider herself just a little flower. By the side of the great saints, roses and white lilies, there are the little ones, daisies and violets, intended to give pleasure to God's eyes when he gazes at the earth.